We've been talking about last month's missile false alert and how it's forcing people to rethink their response. Hospitals and care homes are where you can find our most vulnerable. Patient care is a priority in healthcare facilities, but what if they get inundated? The Hawaii Healthcare Association represents 116 acute care hospitals as well as long-term care centers across the state. It sat down 3 days later after the scare to reassess its plan, and I sat down with HHA Management Services Director Chris Crabtree to talk about improving the response.
What we tell all of our hospitals and healthcare facilities is, irregardless of whether or not you think it's real, that to act as if it is, because we just don't know. So they initiated, each of these facilities has their own what we call an emergency operation plan. And they initiated that. And there's several things that include notification of staff, with respect to controlled access, because we know that those that are near and that are, we know we need to seek shelter, stay inside, stay tuned is a message that the state has trained us to do, and that's what you want to do. You don't want to try to necessarily find the best location. You want to find the closest location, get inside, and stay inside. And so they were prepared for people to come in off of the street, which is not the norm normally in disasters. Normally, there's other options, correct? Like, for example, shelters. But we know with this type of an event where you only have 10 minutes once that alert goes out, that you just have to take action. So they were preparing for that and just to ensure that their patients are safe, their staff is safe, and that they could create at least an area to be able to receive people that were seeking shelter.
So what actually happened, let's say, at Queens, because that's our trauma center?
Sure.
Did they have to move patients? What's involved in that?
There are several things. Moving patients away from the windows is a big part of that. In addition to, you have a lot of outpatient and other services that are going on. We have staff that may have been in the middle of that I was told were possibly coming in that they had to say, just stay where you're at, stay at home, or just seek shelter. So there were a lot of things that they did. And what we did is following that, we all sat down on Tuesday via conference call, and we talked through it. We said, you know, kind of what worked, what didn't work, and what can we make better? Because we know that the consequences were high, regardless of the false alert. A lot of things occurred. I thought, in retrospect, it's good to take a lesson, a positive note out of this, because that's really all we can do right now when they investigate and try to find ways to so a false alarm won't happen again, or if in the event, for it to occur, that at least they could push out something faster and mechanisms for that.
Can you share what will change going forward?
For the state, I can't speak for the state. They did inform me of some things, but I'd rather leave it to them. But I can tell you one of the things that came out of the conversations with the hospitals and the other healthcare facilities, and that was the fact that, like several others, some received the alerts on their phone and some did not. With this particular drill exercise mistake with a false alert, with shift chains, a combination of a bunch of things, whatever was happening down there, there weren't this only sirens that went off were in the military bases. And there were some reports that there were a couple pockets where they went off. So there was confusion. And some received notifications later. So what we decided, meaning the healthcare system and the coalition that I represent, which is all the hospitals, long-term care facilities, community health centers, home health hospice, the list goes, dialysis centers, list goes on and on, basically the continuum of healthcare, is that once I receive that alert that I will push out, we have a system, a mass notification system for healthcare emergency managers that I will immediately push out a message to them, just reiterating what the state said, as well as just a standby, take action, which they normally do, and they did this time, which was great. And that will hopefully help to fill in those gaps of those that didn't receive a notification until later. And we know, looking into it, that whether it's a carrier issue, a volunteer, some providers, for whatever reason, it wasn't pushed out through them. Others may have at some point on their phone opted out or unsubscribed. It's hard to tell. So, we're looking at it as an opportunity of, what can we do better? And that is just we'll send out a message. That way everybody within the healthcare continuum, emergency management, will get it, and they can push it out quickly from there. And that way those gaps we can narrow.
Okay, so I had asked about Queens. What about smaller institutions, long-term care units or dialysis centers? What was the reaction there?
The reactions, there was initially some confusion, just like everyone else. Is this real or not real? But what occurred is I was pushing out information to them, just letting them know that this is real and that, you need to take action. So most of them, what they did is they got everybody inside that was outside, and most of the time they're inside anyways, but allowed people to come inside that they were outside and just pretty much stayed there until they could get some additional information. There's not a whole lot you can do outside of that. We also looked at if you're in a facility that has a lot of glass, if it's a healthcare facility that has a lot of glass, where are some safer places that we might be able to push toward? For example, basements or in stairwells that have concrete that's reinforced. And we kind of looked at, we thought overall we did good under the circumstances, but it would be advantageous to look and identify maybe some better locations that may be more formidable. If this type of event were to occur and if we got an alert of any kind.
And that would be different than, let's say, if it was just an earthquake or a tsunami.
Absolutely. Just simply because this, unfortunately, is a risk, a threat that we're really not used to. This is something that if you grew up as a baby boomer or during the Cold War, you kind of have flashbacks to that, simply because the United States was in fear at that point. And, even though we view the threat as being a low risk, even though a high vulnerability but a low risk, it's still extremely important to plan for it.
Right. And I know, just talking to folks in the community, the big concern was for the children.
Sure.
And lots of them were fearful. And so I don't know if there's anything special that the staff would do to deal with the pediatrics ward, let's say.
Yeah, that's a great question. Usually a lot of the techniques or things that we like to do is distractions. Get them involved in some activities, because it's really a weight game at some point. And just worrying about it once you're in a secure location or a location that you're inside or what have you, really doesn't help things. It's unfortunate human nature, and I don't think it's something that we can just get rid of, so to speak. But with children and others, we can try to focus on, okay, if we had to stay in here, what are we going to do? Let's play some type of a game or some type of an activity that we can refocus on something. And when, the leadership will be focusing on trying to keep things safe, sustain and maintain things for that population when that occurs. But I think that's probably, and that's hard, right? Because once they hear about it and are concerned something is happening, there's a lot of unknowns. And it's not just for children, it's for adults too, especially if this isn't something you're used to, and I would say 99.9% of the population is not.
That was Chris Crabtree, Hawaii Healthcare Emergency Management Services Director, talking about how hospitals and other medical facilities can improve their response.